And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to The Green Room.
Welcome, everyone, to In the Green Room. I'm Kinga.
And I'm Chet. I hope everybody's having a great day today.
It's election day.
Yes.
So no matter what the outcome, we're all going to be united because we're America. Right, Lisa Saville?
Yes, cheering for America today.
Yeah, and that's a really important message to put out there, one of unity, because I feel like nowadays so many shows are, you know, talking about, you know, divisive logic and, you know, saying the other side is the bad guy. No, we all need to work together. So I like that message of, you know, regardless of who wins, we're all going to be Americans tomorrow and we're all going to be on the same team. So, yeah.
So welcome, Kathleen Wynn.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Yeah. How do you feel about our Cheering for America show?
I love it. Red, white, and blue, right?
Yes.
And I think something very important that we want to get across to everybody today is how important it is after the election to be just loving America and supporting America and American-made products. Yeah. I think that's really important.
It's our country, right? And so we can take responsibility for how we are in our country and how we treat each other. And that doesn't have to be dictated to us by any political party or any politician. We actually can start to take responsibility for how we treat each other and be proud of our heritage and be proud of our country. And the most wonderful thing I think about our country is that we are a collection of people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. What it is to be American is kind of, you can be whoever you are. And that isn't true in all countries. Mm-hmm. So I think it's something unique to our country that we should absolutely be proud of and start to take ownership and be responsible for.
I love it. So Kathleen Wynn, can you give everybody a little background about you?
Well, I came to Arizona when I was 17. I graduated the University of Arizona. I fast forward, I'm married, 7 kids, 12 grandkids, wonderful husband, daughter of a U.S. Marine, and proud granddaughter of an Italian immigrant. My mom's side, Irish and English, so my free advice is just don't get into a fight with me and everything will be good. So. No, I think this country is great. There's so many feelings people have today. I think we feel like we've been at a war, whether with each other. And as I was coming here tonight, there was a guy on a motorcycle wearing a flag. The song was playing, Proud to Be an American, and it was blaring. And I thought, how appropriate. I'm coming here to talk about America. But he was just letting it all out and just being happy to be who he was. And, you know, there was no political thing about it. He was just on his motorcycle, riding down Scottsdale Road, just happy to be here. So I think that that's who I get to, you know, hang out with.
A little louder.
Okay. I can be loud. I've been up for 4:30, so I'll bring the energy level. I'll bring it back up. Sorry. So, no, I just am thrilled to be here. And I think... as we look at I have grandchildren, 12, obviously, I said, I look at what country are they growing up in and how do we do that? You know, how do we make America a place that we're proud of and that they're proud of to live in and not be ashamed or embarrassed or that they're happy to be here? So thanks.
And I think you just touched on something like being thrilled to be here and appreciating it is really important. No matter whether your team loses or wins tonight, you need to still appreciate that you're here. Like, I feel like I've seen a lot of people kind of be sore losers the past 4 years and be like, oh, we're living in, like, this is terrible. It's like, no, I mean, just because Trump might have had some policies you weren't a fan of doesn't mean that still isn't one of the best places in the world to live and you should still appreciate
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Yeah.
Exactly. God bless America.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think it's important that people, you know, keep in touch with their perspective. Like, just because your political party might have lost, it's still one of the best countries, and you still need to work with the people on the other side of the aisle to try to get what you want done. So, you know, I think people shouldn't have my team lost the election, the world's over viewpoint. Like, no, you can still just work with the other team and get things done still. So, you know, optimism is an optimistic show. So everybody should just be happy with whatever outcome it is, you know?
Compromise is not a dirty word.
Exactly. It's a great one.
I love that. We have Dr. James Kneller here, too. And you are, aren't you also a Canadian citizen? No, you're an American citizen, but did you also live in Canada?
Yeah, I'm Canadian born. I've been a U.S. citizen in the States now for 12 years and a U.S. citizen for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So okay. I am a newly minted American. I'm a very proud newly minted American.
Yay.
Taking the
Yay. That's great. That's awesome.
Well, I think that you're a great example because you've lived in both. And I know you love America because you're always so pro-American in everything you say to me.
Absolutely. Lived in two great countries. I do love the opportunities of the United States. The United States has been extremely good to me, and I'm grateful for that. Worked in the healthcare systems in both countries and see the advantages and disadvantages of both. And I'm thrilled to be in America. And I'm thrilled to have Canadian patients paying cash pay for our services here in the United States because they can't get what they need at home in a timely fashion.
So you will get patients that have free health care in Canada, but they come to you. In fact, you had a phone call today, ironically.
Right.
And they want to pay you $25,000 to do your procedure so that they can so they don't have to wait 2 years.
Exactly.
Wow. That makes sense. Okay. Chet, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think it's just a really great topic to cover because most people think, oh, socialized healthcare is, you know, the grass is always greener type thing. But in reality, there are complications with every healthcare system, no matter which one you're in. And while with that being said, I do think the United States healthcare system still can be made more efficient. It still is one of the best ones in the world as far as like research and innovation and having, you know, the freedom in the healthcare market here has allowed for a lot of innovation and new procedures and stuff. So I don't think it should get overregulated, but I still think that there are some, there's a ways to go still, you know, it's not perfect. So, but it's interesting to hear how many Canadians come here for healthcare though. Like that shows that their system is really flawed. So if you could tell us like basically what their flaws are in their system that you think they could improve on or vice versa.
Right. I should qualify that. First of all, I think Canadian doctors are amazing and Canadian hospitals are amazing and there is extremely high quality
care. I wasn't
care
throwing there. Any shade that way. Just the socialized healthcare kind of has some downfalls.
Right. So when you go to single payer, which is essentially what Medicare for All will represent, and it's all coming from one source, and there's no options outside of that source. How that source will control its cost is by restricting access. Mm-hmm. And that's by creating effectively wait lists, and mainly for elective procedures, which are elective at the time you enroll for them, but by the time you're at the end of your waiting period, it may no longer be elective, it may be urgent. So what we're seeing in my case, I do ablation for atrial fibrillation, which is a cardiac rhythm. I have Canadian patients offering $25,000 to the hospital to have that procedure done here because they don't want to wait a year or two in Canada to have the same. And we see that with ortho for joint replacements, things like that, dermatology, these sort of elective conditions that aren't urgent but important. We see the cash-paying Canadians coming south of the border for those. And so that's telling us as to what would happen if we did go to a Medicare for All system here in the United States. We'd have to be very cautious of that.
Something important that I want to add is you mentioned that some of the devices, the medical devices here in America are more state-of-the-art. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So if you go to a community hospital in Canada and you need a pacemaker, all the pacemakers on the shelf for the doctor to choose to implant in you are at least 10 years old in terms of their technology. They're not even available any longer in the United States because we're not selling them here. But the Canadians will buy them in bulk and stock their hospitals with these cheaper, less technologically advanced devices because it's good enough. And they are pretty good. I mean, 10 years ago it was great, but we've come a long, long way since then. And it's nice to be able to offer your patients here the latest and greatest. And I wish for those same things in Canada. You know, my uncle got a pacemaker, and I'm like, I'm a cardiologist. Send me the interrogation report. And I looked at the information. I could hardly recognize it. It was so prehistoric. Mm-hmm. So that would be...
Well, I think updating the technology is kind of a no-brainer solution. I think... What do you think about regulating the drug prices a little bit more? Because I have a few friends that have diabetes, and it's crazy hearing about how much they have to pay for their insulin. and how high the insulin prices are here compared to other, or most other civilized societies. You know, insulin's, you know, pennies on the dollar cheaper compared to here. So I think that while it's really important to be, you know, as free of a market as possible with some things like that people are paying to stay alive, I think it's really unfair for them to be paying, like, you know, way above what it costs to produce that kind of a drug. So, but I don't know, it's a really complicated subject because you don't want to overregulate businesses because they still need to be profitable and, you know, meet their bottom line and everything. So I don't know, what do you think the solution is as far as, you know, price gouging with drugs?
Drug prices need to come down, and they need to come down because the drug companies don't have to profit as outrageously as they do in the United States. And I do have a number of U.S. patients who have figured out how to order their drugs from Canada because the prices are cheaper.
Yeah, I have friends that literally do like regular trips to Mexico to get their medication because it's so much cheaper. But they might also be getting lower quality medication and stuff like that. And, you know, it's unfair. It's kind of sad. So I think that issue is kind of the more important thing to be addressed. And then that some of the symptoms of that will alleviate problems people think our healthcare system has, but it's really just the price gouging with the drugs.
All I was going to say is that, because we were talking about America and our American doctors, and that we are so blessed because our doctors have research and all the things. The vaccine for COVID is a perfect example of Americanism, that it is finest, America at its finest, because warp speed or whatever it is, it's allegedly going to be out before the end of the year, and COVID hit us this year, brand new. So that takes something unique and special, and I think that there's a lot of things that can be fixed in the medical system, but that America has some of the finest doctors in the world and some of the best hospitals, teaching hospitals, and we were responsive. You know, everyone doesn't agree with how it all went down, but we're not dying at the rate that they are in other parts of the world. And I think that says a lot about our medical system and who we are and who we are as a country and how we take care and from our seniors down to our newborns.
I think it's great they're, you know, really pushing the research on the vaccine quick, but I also think it's important they don't, you know, start approving it before it's ready. You know, I feel like there could potentially be some downfalls from that. So it's kind of a difficult, you know, subject. You know, when should they actually, you know, release it to the public? I don't know.
I would think that it would have been already released right before today.
Yeah, me
If it was bad. You know, if I wanted to win an election, that may be how I would have done it. But I think that it says that it hasn't been released. They're doing exactly that.
Well, that means they really care about, you know, not getting it out there too soon, a product that might hurt people. So,
well, I do know my dad has been in and out of the hospital for the last year, and Mayo Clinic, there are patients from all over the world. They come to our state, Arizona, from all over the world, because that's supposed to be one of the finest hospitals in the world. Yes, doctor?
Absolutely. When Mick Jagger needed his valve replacement surgery, he didn't stay in the UK healthcare system. He came to Atlanta.
See?
Doesn't surprise me.
America!
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
America! So, Lisa, what do you have to chime in here?
I am very proud to be an American. So, I am a DAR, which is a Daughters of the American Revolution. So, I went and saw my five greats grandfather, who was an American Revolutionary War hero, buried in Littleton, Massachusetts. And he, where he's buried is in a cemetery that has the most Revolutionary War heroes buried. And so there's 26 of them, and there's this big, huge brass seal on all of the plots and everything. It's only about an acre big, but when I drove there, I asked where the old cemetery was, because they said it's in the old one, and he goes, well, it's right next to the new one. And I said, well, how new is the new cemetery? And he goes, oh, well, the new cemetery is from the 1800s, and then the old cemetery was from the 16 to 1700s. So anyway, I am very proud.
That is incredible.
I know. I'm super happy to be American.
Have all your family gone to visit?
I think they have. Yeah. almost.
Well, and you own a all-American local store.
I do have a store in Old Town Scottsdale. And so all the products that we have, we try to do local or American-made. And I happen to have a paint. It's a mineral-based paint, which is water-based. There's no VOCs in it or anything, which is volatile organic compounds. And so, and it is made in Kansas City.
And yay!
Yay! And so it's easy to get. It is an awesome product, and you can use it on everything.
Well, and everything in your store is right here, local. And
absolutely. Yes, I have local honey. I have a local lavender farm that I get things from. I have a sheet lady that she's from Queen Creek, and she supplies stuff. We have a local jeweler, and her studio is upstairs, and she makes all the jewelry there. It is awesome.
I have a bracelet from you. And yes. I thought I had it on. And I went to go like this. Her. I love it. It's beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah. What is the name of your store?
So it's Saval. And it's it's right next to Grimaldi's, if you know where Grimaldi's is. And
which Old location? Town. Oh, the Old Town location?
Old Town.
Scottsdale, okay, Old Town.
Scottsdale,
oh,
Old
Chet,
Town.
You can walk to her place.
Yeah, you can. Sweet.
Swing
I'll
by.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Start a tab there. Oh, my goodness. So, Kathleen, give us some more tips of everything that you were telling me about.
I just wanted to say my husband is a Tsar, son of the American Revolution.
Oh, okay.
And his five great grandfathers was James Wilson, who was a drafter of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And his fancy gravestone is in Pennsylvania. Okay. He was one of the first Supreme Court justices appointed by George Washington.
That's awesome. I love
that we have that history.
American history.
Wow. So I just want, so you asked a question I forgot.
Well, I know that you have this whole list of. I know you do so much for the children here because you also help stop sex trafficking, which is originated, where did you tell me yesterday?
Well, there's a lot of things going on, but Mexico and Central America are being funded to traffic drugs and human beings into our country. Mm. And so, and they're being funded by people that don't want the U.S. to thrive and don't want America to do well. And so there's a lot of bad activity going on into our country.
But the positive thing is you've changed some of the laws and helped save some of these children. And that's a whole other show because we're just doing a positive, happy America show tonight.
Exactly. And it is not just me. There takes so many people to change a law and to do that. But it's important, I think our children, I think this is how we got to here last night, is that our children are our most valuable resource that we have in this country and their future, and making sure that children can grow up in a safe and free environment and that they can fully express and be self-expressed without fear of bullying or retribution or being exploited. I think that is something that this country needs to make sure that we don't lose with a lot of things that happen in our society, that we protect our children no matter what, and that our children remain free and happy and healthy.
I love it.
And you've done some very dedicated work in that area, correct?
I have. And I continue to do that work because until I know that we've eradicated that, as a grandmother of 8 granddaughters and 4 grandsons, I can't rest. Because if I know it's out there, how could I rest? Mm-hmm. I have to make sure that they grow up in a world that is safe and free. And I think that we can do this. I think technology, we've talked about the technology in America, the bad guys are using technology too. So it's quite a fight for good and evil. But I think that there's an American spirit that we have, that I have this, I grew up in being proud to be an American was not a bad thing. It was a good thing.
It is a good thing.
I was back in college a long time ago in a land far, far away here. Went to Lake Placid, and I got to see the USA and Russia play hockey, the Miracle on Ice. I was at that game. I know, right? Wait a moment in history. But when that game was over and we won and we beat Russia, there was people were hanging out of windows. It was like we'd won a war. It was a hockey game.
Right.
But it was a hockey game that changed how America was viewed in sports, how America, like that a miracle could happen. Miracle on Ice is what they referred to it. And it was such a wonderful feeling to be there and to be an American. I was a senior in college, and it was just such an exciting time to be with all these people from all over the world, and everyone, like, that we were Americans, it kind of made us special, you know, even though we were in our country. It was such a wonderful celebration. And to have that feeling and experience that in my lifetime, I want to get back to that. I want to be okay to celebrate who we are as a country and as a people. And so that's what I'm, you know, when I fight these things, that's what I'm fighting for, is that we have that ability to fully self-express who we are in this country and in this world, and that everyone gets that privilege, no matter who you are, no matter your political party, no matter your religion, no matter your color, that if you are here and you're in our country, that you are safe and free and fully self-expressed in a way that we can be uniquely American, and even to people that are visiting our country. People come here from, like we've talked about, from all over the world. Why is that? Because of how we are and how we treat people. And not that we have to get back to it. I think we need to move forward into that again.
So tell us a little bit about the Apache. What do you have to do with the Apache helicopter?
I have
nothing. Or your husband.
I have nothing to do with the Apache helicopter, except my husband is an aerospace engineer, and he spent his life designing and creating aircraft up 26, but he's best known for the Apache helicopter, made here in Mesa, Arizona. Boeing does it now. He started when it was McDonnell Douglas. He retired in 2010, but their contract's out there till 2029. So Apaches protect us around the world. They're the pretty amazing helicopter, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. It's another point of pride, right, in this country, our military, and that people actually put their lives on the line to protect us and protect those freedoms. I think that's another exceptional thing about America. And my husband's very humble, very quiet, but very intelligent, and he still advises people. He's on the board of Embry-Riddle, helping young people really expand, you know, aerospace and engineering and all those things. So I think that we have so much that we can pass on, that we have a rich history, as we know, and that education is a big part of it, and the military is a big part of it. So I have a little pride in my husband, yeah. And the Apache helicopters are cool. I don't want to say a bad word.
Saved a lot of lives, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are. They
that's
do.
Awesome.
They do, yeah. So I didn't mean to.
Oh, no. I was just saying that's an amazing thing that he contributed to our society. So, but what are your viewpoints on Elon Musk and Mars? Like, are you pro like Mars colonization, or are you like on the fence? How do you feel about that?
I have no opinion on Mars colonization. I'm too old. I won't be going to Mars.
I don't think any of us will be. It's going to take a long time to get there.
God bless Elon Musk for getting people to support him in that dream, because I think sometimes, like, how did Elon Musk get a whole bunch of people to give him money for that? You know? So,
well, I think it's like kind of outlandish dream. I think we should be focusing on fixing our problems here rather than being like, all right, let's go to that big orange ball over, you know, a few million miles away or whatever. I think it's kind of unrealistic, but I don't know.
But if people have money and they have a vision and they want to contribute to something, there's a lot of things that we didn't have back when our country was started, vaccines and medicines and cars and technology and the internet. God bless the internet. But those are things that someone created and invented. And so I think we have to allow for that. And if there's funding and people want to do it, then, and it doesn't hurt anybody.
Go for it.
Go
right?
for it.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I love it.
Exactly. Because they may invent something else that wasn't even thought of. They may never get to Mars, but then there may be some other thing that comes out of it.
Many innovations, I'm sure. It'll foster many.
Yeah.
Let's hear some music. What do you think?
I would love that. That's right. Great. So I think the girls are going to sit right here. We've got the band Sunkissed. We'll stay right here.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, the band Sunkissed is coming over, and I think they're going to be singing an original song.
Oh, wonderful.
We want to hear all originals. Only originals. So do I put these mics towards them? So
I need to know how many you're singing.
All three. So you got three mics.
So in the meantime, keep talking while they prepare, because they're not ready. So give us some tips on moving forward. You know, so we find out who the winner is and of this election and what.
Well, so tonight we're going to find out, or tomorrow, or later this week we'll find out who's going to win. And I think it's important that we love the winners and love the losers too. And there's going to be winners on different levels. So you might win one race and lose another. So I think show compassion and be really kind to people. Because everyone worked hard, whether they won or lost. Running in a race is a lot of work.
And it's a democracy.
A democracy, and we have to honor the vote, and we have to take care of people. So I think be kind is my short
version. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
But beautiful girls.
So what we're going to have to do is we're just going to have to figure this out as best as we can. This is going to be difficult.
Can she come closer?
We need to see if we can stretch this out as far as we can to get to her.
There she goes.
Ready? Can I start?
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I feel your love and I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is a four-letter word. Think that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. Just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong at doing the right thing. And I feel something so right at doing the wrong thing. I could lie. Things that we could be, but baby.
watch it burn, sink in the river, lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned.
Hold on, I want to talk to you guys. Okay, so if you'll all three introduce yourselves and talk a little bit about how you got started, tell us a little bit about your competition with Solid Rock.
Yes.
And America, talk America.
Yes, go America. I'm Kaylee. I'm the oldest of the three of us. We're all sisters. Carrie's on the violin and Cassie is on the cajon. And it's always a funny question people asking us, how long have we been doing this? Because like, we're all sisters, we live together. It's like the whole time. But we've been playing out probably the past 4 years, and we've done the Proof is in the Pudding music competition in the past 3 years, and last year we were lucky to place third. And it's always so much fun, and we'll play one of our original songs later from that.
Well, I want to hear a little bit more from you, and then I want to hear your song right now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So can you tell me, so how did you find Alice Cooper Solid Rock? Was it through friends?
We saw it on social media and online, and we saw that they were doing a competition, and we thought this could be fun, and we've did it the past 3 years because we liked it so much when we did it. And
are you guys having it this year? Oh, not this year. Okay. Okay. Well, are you guys going to do it again?
Yeah, when they have it again.
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Okay, great. So, what's your next song, and who writes the music? Who writes the lyrics?
It's like a mix between me and Carrie, and then Cassie does all her drum parts because none of us play drums, so we kind of just tell her this is kind of the mood we're going for, so she makes it up from that. And then sometimes I have a melody, Carrie has some lyrics, and we just kind of put it together. We have a music room and then get a song from it.
All right, well, what are we gonna hear?
We're gonna do one of our original songs right now, and it's called Know Better.
Know Better. We're so, great title.
All right, ready? One, two, ready, go.
Say.
see me. I've done buried the girl that I used to be. I've learned my lessons, gotta start acting like I actually know better. I've got a pretty face, but I got things to say. Can't stay quiet in this world, cause I know better. I've learned my lessons, gotta start acting like I actually know better. I've got a pretty face, but I got things to say. Can't stay quiet in this world, cause I know better.
I love it. You guys are amazing. And you wrote that, and the timing is so perfect with what the topic was about. Mm-hmm. I mean, know better, do better, everything.
Yeah.
The lyrics, it's just perfect. I see you all have your voter sticker. You just voted today?
We mailed in our ballots, but today, roar.
Okay, there we go. That's great. Is this your first time to vote? How exciting. How was that?
It was very exciting. Like, I'm 18 just in time.
Well, I'm so happy you guys are able to vote. And no matter what the outcome is, how are you guys going to be?
Just be positive, because in the end, we're all Americans. We're all in the same country. We all want the best for what's our country. So it's going to have a positive outlook.
You're a great American. I love you.
Yay! I love that. Thank you, Robin. I think, Doc has a question for you.
Just wondering, what's next for your band?
We have some events coming up. We're doing a Veterans Day event next week, and then we have an event on November 21st. That's going to be live stream, so people can catch it there, because it's going to be limited people able to go to it, but we still want people to tune in online, and everything will be on our website.
Okay, where's that one on the 21st?
It's going to be in the city of Goodyear.
I want to go. Lisa, do you know anything about that?
No, I don't, but I told her to look at our website.
Oh, yes, our website.
Oh, there you go. you can always grab the mic over there, Lisa, to talk. Okay, so website?
So website is Sunkiss Music 3, and Sunkiss is Sunkissed.
Well, do you guys each want to tell us just one little way that you're a proud American? Or why you're thankful to live in this country?
Freedom, yeah. The right to get, the right to vote. It's exciting for Carrie and Cassie, because even though Carrie is older than Cassie, this is the first presidential election she got to vote in. So it's just been exciting that, and we could all do it together. We all did it as a family, and just exciting. We're glad to live in this country, proud to be Americans.
Well, thank you so much for your contribution to the world with your beautiful healing music, and that song needs to go viral. I love that song.
Thank you.
Lisa, what can we do about that song? It's so amazing for this time.
I don't know. Do you guys have it on, where you can buy it on music app?
Not yet.
Not yet? Are you working that way?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let us know when that is.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have you guys back on the show again November 24th.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here tonight. Do we have another song?
We do have another song that we can play.
Okay, let's hear one more song, and then we're going to go back to talking with Kathleen Wynn and Lisa Saval. Yay. Is this an original?
This is a cover song.
Okay, yes. What is it?
It's Time by Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
What you meant when you said that you were spent, and now it's time to build from the bottom of the pit right to the top. Don't hold back, packing my bags and giving the academy a rain check. I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town.
I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am? I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am? It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am? It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am? It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am?
Yay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are so talented, and all your voices are just complement each other, but they're also different. I mean, right? It's just amazing.
Thank you.
Well, you're like the, what did you say, the female Jonas Brothers?
Female Jonas
Brothers. Yeah.
Nice.
So thank you guys so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the 24th. And the 21st, again, is your event.
Yes, in Goodyear. And it'll be live streamed,
and we can find it on your website.
Yes.
Which is?
SunKissMusic3.com.
And what's the age spread between the three of you?
I'm 23. Carrie's 21. She'll be 22 in 2 weeks, though. And then Cassie's 18.
What's the age spread between the Jonas Brothers?
Is it the same?
I don't know. I think it's pretty close.
Yeah.
You'll maybe yeah. get together.
I wish.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll see you soon. Yes. And I'm hopeful to be there on the 21st.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yay.
All right, Chet, Kathleen, Doc.
I have a question for Kathleen.
Great.
Have you ever flown an Apache helicopter?
That's a great question.
I have not flown, but my husband did. And it's interesting because you would think he designed it, he would get to fly, but actually they're worth a lot of money. So he had to get one of his congressmen to approve it. And then I got a great email after he flew in, and he said, I did a really good job designing this.
Nice.
and he looked like a little kindergartner in his flight suit that day, I have to say. But I have been inside the cockpit. I've been to many Army aviation shows. I proudly do my Vanna White next to the helicopter. But I have not flown it. I'm not a pilot, but my husband is.
So. And she did also get to give a pin to the president.
So the president of the United States was here, and I had an Apache pin that was for him. had one for his wife and one for their son, Baron. And I got to give them to him when he was here for a big rally when he came earlier in the year in Phoenix. So that was exciting. And he looked, we were social distancing because that was the thing then. But when he saw what it was, you could tell he was moved that someone brought him a present. So it was nice. And he's a big fan of the Apache. He's a big fan of the military. And so I think that that's another thing that we have in this country is our military and something that we can be proud. Veterans Day is coming up here in just a week. And those that protect us, they really do write a blank check to this country. We've heard that. But they are willing to put it all on the line to protect the freedoms that we have that are part of this country. So I have a lot of pride, obviously, in the Army, but all the military.
Mm-hmm. You know, on the topic of vets and the VA hospital system, we have a little mini Medicare for All system that exists within the United States and the VA healthcare system where military vets need to stay within the VA system. And that's, again, a hospital system that's filled with wonderful, dedicated doctors and nurses and very proud professionals, but a system that's been bogged down in bureaucracy and some of the challenges that we see nationally in terms of wait lists for procedures. So one piece of legislation that got passed recently, which all doctors that I know are so proud of, is the Vets Choice Act.
Yes.
Which, if wait lists are too long, now the VA doc can take their VA insurance, they can go into the private sector to seek their procedures and whatever the care that they need. And we have been delighted to provide that in those cases for those vets, and we're so happy to see them having options.
I think it's wonderful. And one of the things that we've worked on here in Arizona is that we had veterans showing up in court at random times, and Arizona consolidated their courts to do veterans courts. And what this did is it provided veterans and connected them to the services that they were entitled to. Mm-hmm. And we saw a recidivism rate drop to under 1%. So now our veterans aren't staying out. We're not seeing repeat customers, if you will, in the court system, but they are getting connected to the services that they're entitled to, that they've earned the right to have, and we don't see them out as much on the streets, and we're really doing a much better job of taking care of our veterans,
right.
Which, again, that's one of the things that I think is so important, that we honor them who have put on all on the line for us. So it's another thing Arizona's done that was really exceptional.
I have a good question, I think. So we talked about the whole election today. And I'm still kind of confused about the whole
electoral college.
Yes, college votes, and I have a lot of friends that say that we need to do away with it, and we need to ratify it and change it because it's not fair. But maybe you know more about how it works. If they're thinking it's unfair, is it fair?
It's fair, and I'm not the electoral college expert. But here's how it works: you've got large population centers. California is a large population center. New York's a large population center. Florida's a large population center. Texas. So places where there's lots of people, there's the popular vote. And we've all heard the popular vote. In the last election, President Trump didn't get the popular vote, but he won through the Electoral College. So in order for each state to be treated fairly, they have a certain amount of electoral votes. In Arizona, we have 11 votes. So what'll happen is the popular vote will vote here in Arizona, and based on the popular vote in Arizona, those electoral votes will, all 11, will go towards the president's count or towards the opponent's count. But whoever gets to 270 first, that's the magic number that you need to be elected. If all the California votes go and the opponent, Joe Biden, gets all the electoral votes from California. So it's not a popular vote, but it allows for balance. Otherwise, California and New York would be selecting our president each time, and there would be no reason for the other states to participate. But we are a democracy, and because we're a democracy, everybody's voice and vote counts. And what's interesting is back in the day when they created the Electoral College, our forefounders had no idea that there was going to be millions of dollars infused into elections, that there was going to be social media. They had no idea of what was to come, but yet they wanted each and every person in every state to be represented in that vote. And that's how we have the Electoral College. So when people say they want to throw it out, it's because they want to control a certain voting block. And what the Electoral College does is allows for a fair and just and democracy in our country for voting. And so I think it would be a huge error if we got rid of the Electoral College.
Well, yeah, getting rid of it would be a mistake. One thing that would potentially be a reasonable, you know, amendment would be for, you know, let's say, you know, Trump got 30% of California's vote. If he then got 30% of those electoral votes, so if the electoral votes kind of mirrored the popular vote a little bit in each state, that could potentially be a, you know, a good change. Because right now the all or none approach to the electoral system is what is like kind of making those stats a little bit askew. Like, let's say Biden wins Florida by 1% and he gets all of those electoral votes, that's a little bit, you know, it's not representing what the state was really voting for. So I think that's why some people have a little bit of an issue with it, but it's still all in all is a beneficial thing. Cause if a state somehow had 50% voting for Kanye, I don't think he would realistically be one of the actual best candidate. And that's another purpose that the Electoral College serves, is so that even if a candidate has the most popular vote, if they're not the best candidate, people in the Electoral College will still vote for who they think is the best candidate, which would probably not be Kanye because he seems to have some mental health issues. But
as we digress, yeah. We are being positive.
No comment.
We're being positive today.
In general, I don't think the Electoral College, it has more benefits than negative aspects to it. So I think people that are anti-Electoral College need to do a little more research because it has
more
benefits.
I think the people that don't understand it are saying that it's unfair.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I think you should do more research before you have a negative opinion on it.
I think we've gotten to a culture of likes on Facebook. If you get a like, then that means something, right? And so if you get a vote, that means something. But there's a bigger process in play there.
Exactly.
So Wyoming wouldn't get a vote. Nevada wouldn't get a vote. Arizona wouldn't get a vote. California and New York would be the only people based on the popular vote. And I think, so I like your modifications that you're suggesting to the Electoral College, but we're going to have to, that's a Congress thing. So then, So be careful who you send to Congress.
Yeah, sure.
That's how that works.
I love it. So Lisa, we only have a few more minutes left. What are your thoughts on the future for America and staying positive?
Well, I am, you know, it is just so exciting to live in a country where you do have the freedom to talk and to vote and to do all those things. And we can be kind to each other and we can help each other. It doesn't matter where you're from or what you do or anything like that, but we can make change just through our lives and who we reach. I get so excited when people just walk into my store and I get to chat with them, you know, and I get to find out who they are and where they're from and everything. And it's just my little, you know, window where I can talk to them and be kind to them and help them out however I can and steer them. You know, how many people I'm their first stop, and then I steer them. Oh, do you want to go see this? Do you want to go do that? And, you know, what do you want to do? And so anyway, just sharing God's love.
I feel like you really touched a little bit on freedom of speech, and this show, what we're doing right now, is not legal in some countries. The fact that we can I think, you know, Biden's an old, outdated, you know, fart and senile, and I think Trump looks like a fat Cheeto. What's legal to say here, and that's what's so amazing about this country. The fact that we're able to express our opinions, you know. Yeah, some countries, you say something bad about the regime, yeah, you're never going to be heard from again. So we're so blessed to have freedom of speech and, you know, to be able to have an income from it, you know, have a show. You know,
I'm happy you bashed them both.
In this country.
I'm happy you bashed them both just now.
I was just trying to be funny and just trying to make a point that so lucky that, you know, you're able to express your thoughts on it.
And we're here saving the planet?
One show at a time.
At a time.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them's hot, I'm being honest, but...
Yeah,
just being funny.
Well, but. I think for us all to leave and spread the word that, you know, we all this is our country, and if we're putting it down, we're putting down ourselves because this is our home. Mm-hmm. So spread the word, America, love America.
Yeah, and if you have something negative to say about it, don't say it. Just go vote for who you think is gonna make whatever changes you think are necessary. So.
And for the people that are really not happy here, they can move to another country if they think it's not great.
Or if you don't like something, you can change it.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's the most beautiful part about it.
Love America.
Yeah. God bless America.
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.